T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I got a half a six pack of old Milwaukee and a half a bag of weed. I can't do it like I did when I was a kid. This is all I'm gonna need, because I know you always worried about me drinking my dinner, but I don't do that anymore. I got me a sweet girl at home. She's keeping food on the table, and at night she keeps me warm.
Cody Jenks.
So I've got me this piece of paper.
Proving that good country is still out there if you look for it hard enough. He is your artist of the day, Cody Jenks, J-I-N-K-S, if you're interested. Dana Wright, Kara Marks at Rod Babcock. I am Scott Parks.
Okay, you guys know how much food we normally have around here, right? Like,
yeah.
It's always on my desk, it feels like.
It is.
Apparently, we're not alone. A lot of other companies do this because the CDC is out with a new report that says the average worker in 1 week will consume an extra 1,300 calories from work snacking.
I believe that.
I do, too.
I just had some cashews.
You were snacking on pickles
earlier. Those aren't bad for you.
Well, I know. That's the good fat. But the pickles that someone made, like someone on the sports side is into canning.
Yeah.
As in, if there's a nuclear war, you need to go to that guy's house. And he brought these pickles that he made. I have not had homemade pickles since I think my grandma was living.
And you're kind of obsessed with them.
She used to put green-colored dye in the pickles.
Why?
After she canned them, and they would turn them like this, like really super awkward forest green color. You know, I don't know why. That was just what she did. They were really good, but they were like forest green.
Interesting. Like the white part or the lighter
all
color?
Of it.
Okay.
I mean, she would dump in this green food coloring. They were so good, but they were so weird because they were green. But my point was, some guy out there cans, brings in these pickles. There's no calories in pickles. There's really not. It's a cucumber.
Right.
And my God, they were good.
Is that what pickles are?
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry. I don't like pickles. I don't like the taste. I don't like the smell.
Do you know grapes are raisins? That's a thing, too.
No, raisins are grapes.
Whatever.
Okay.
What are prunes?
I don't know.
Plums.
Plums? Okay, fine.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? Who cares?
Mood today. 1,300 extra calories
yep.
a week.
A week.
Totally believe it. Because then one person has a birthday and someone brings cake.
Exactly. Or you get the free coffee and then you dump all the extra, you know, things that actually taste good in it.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay.
Kills your diet right there.
Fine. I have a story that I want to talk about, but I don't, but I'm just going to throw it out there because I know some of you are going to have the same cringe-worthy reaction that I did. I mean, I physically went, oh, when I saw this headline in the Kansas City Star, and here's why. I don't think they meant to stir the pot with this headline. I guarantee you there are a lot of angry people writing the newspaper today, and I'm just going to read it, okay?
Okay.
This is about that horrible quadruple killing in the Northland. Okay?
Parkville.
Parkville. Mm-hmm. The headline reads as follows. Weekly family dinner erupts in murder-suicide. : Shooter was bipolar. Friends say.
Why are you looking at me like that?
And let me tell you why, Scott. I said to Carrie yesterday, I said, well, clearly this is probably going to be mental health. We don't know. You know, this man is accused of this horrible crime.
Yeah, but anytime you do murder-suicide, there's something going
Correct.
On.
Correct. But when I saw shooter was bipolar in the headline, if you know anyone who is a high-functioning, lives a great life, goes to work every day, isn't a homicidal maniac, dot, 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 but is bipolar, that headline is going to sting for people in the mental health community. Because can you blame the fact that he slaughtered these people on his bipolarness? Maybe he was just a homicidal maniac. You know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, we're all about having these discussions about mental health right now. And there it is right there in the headline. And so I guarantee you there are people who are bipolar or who love someone who's bipolar. I have a friend who wears a shirt that says, I'm bipolar. And her husband wears a shirt that says, I love someone who is bipolar. And so I'm just saying, to put that in the headline, I think maybe is a leap. It's a leap. I believe it's a leap. If it had said, was battling extreme severe schizophrenia and was hearing voices telling him to kill people, fine. I'm surprised you're not agreeing with me. I thought you would absolutely agree with me on this.
I think you're wrong on the definition of bipolar, so I'm looking it up.
What if it said shooter was recovering alcoholic? Shooter was had anxiety.
Well, if you're a recovering alcoholic, you're probably not going to go kill somebody. If you're an alcoholic, you might. Yeah, bipolar is not schizophrenia. It's manic depression.
I know.
Okay.
It's up, it's down. I'm just saying, it to me, if he had been struggling and hearing voices telling him to kill people, like that idiot in Aurora, Colorado, then that is germane to the story and the headline. I don't know that simply having a diagnosis of being manic depressive is automatic. Oh, that's why he killed three people. Do you know what I mean? I know people, more than probably four people who are bipolar. They're not homicidal. They're not suicidal, but they're manic from time to time.
Why would somebody wear a shirt that says, I'm bipolar?
To try to knock down the stigma that is associated with mental health issues.
So I should walk around with a t-shirt that says I'm an alcoholic?
No, not necessarily.
I want to knock down the stigma.
If you're in a bar.
From the text line, I have a shirt that says I'm schizophrenic and so am I.
Sorry,
seen that.
You shouldn't laugh at that.
You shouldn't, but yes. Does no one, you know what? Maybe I am way off base, but when I saw that headline, I thought, oh, that is going to make people mad.
I had a friend back in Dallas who was a great guy, just a fantastic guy, but he was bipolar. He had a t-shirt that said, being bipolar sucks. It's effing awesome. I always thought that was the greatest t-shirt.
In my experience, Scott, bipolar disorder is I'm up. I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to do this. I'm going to paint the walls.
And then I'm down.
And then I can't get out of bed for 4 days.
Right.
It's
manic depression.
I've never equated bipolar disorder with homicidal tendencies. That's all I'm saying.
Suicidal, yes. Homicidal, no.
Yes, I'll give you that.
Okay. But this was a murder-suicide. Right?
A horrible, yes.
But he did end up, the person who was manically depressed did kill himself as well in the end. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. You want to have this conversation? You really want to talk about?
I just don't think one necessarily equates to the other. Maybe in this case it did. Maybe he had a whole host of things going on. All I was suggesting is I don't know that you put that in the headline.
Well, but there's different degrees of manic depression. I mean, there is, you know, the person who's manically depressed and is on medication, antidepressants, and they're getting help and they're living a productive life. And then there's those like this guy who obviously have demons that they can't deal with, you know?
I'm looking this up. The stigma is particularly strong.
Well, there is a stigma
when applied
about depression.
Against people with bipolar, which can be alarming and misunderstood by people.
The one thing I hate when we talk about depression, and of course, last week, Kate Spade and Anthony Bourdain committed suicide. I can only imagine the demons that both of them were dealing with and sadly are no longer dealing with. Because of what they ended up doing to themselves. But it drives me crazy. And this really came to the forefront when Robin Williams killed himself several years ago. And I remember Kara, being on the air late in the afternoon, and
it was right before the 6 o'clock.
I think you came in about 5:55, and I looked over and I could tell something was wrong, and you jumped on the air and you said, "I have breaking news. Robin Williams has just killed himself." And obviously, we didn't have enough time to talk about it that day, so we talked about it the next day, obviously. And it always drives me crazy. Little pet peeve here for me. When we talk about people who are depressed, and people like a Robin Williams or an Anthony Bourdain or whomever, okay? And inevitably, we get this call.
What did he have to be depressed about?
He was rich. He had everything going for him. What did he have to be depressed about? God.
Okay, really quick.
I hate that argument. It's so much different than you think.
Psychiatrist Michael Peterson says, quote, "There is a longstanding expectation that mentally ill individuals are more likely to perpetrate violent acts. However, large population studies suggest that mental illness alone does not increase the likelihood of violence at all. In fact, by some estimates, between 11 and 16% of people with bipolar disorder
11 to 16%.
Have had a violent episode against themselves, against someone else, okay? But there are many people, the overwhelming majority, who are never violent. They do say if you mix drugs or alcohol abuse with that disorder.
Oh, yeah, it's bad.
It tends to aggravate.
But they almost, but sometimes, Dana, and I speak from experience, they go hand in hand. You're so depressed, and it doesn't make sense. I know it's stupid. But you're trying to find a way out of that depression without going to see a doctor and admitting you're weak and you have a failing in life. And I use failing in air quotes, of course. And get on an antidepressant. You end up trying to self-medicate, but you end up self-medicating with a depressant.
Yeah.
You're treating your depression with a depressant. It doesn't work.
It says bipolar people, and this is how they explain it, may do violence, but it's, quote, violence to their own situation, financial, relationships, and other elements of their lives as they act on high impulse.
Yeah.
You know that. This is an impulse disorder and pursue high-risk behaviors.
Yeah.
Which is why I think, Scott, the suicide rates are higher. I think... there is some, in this article anyway, suggestion that some of them are cutters. But there's nothing to suggest that this is something we should just be worrying about in the average population of people who have that particular disorder.
Right. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Kara Marks at Rob Babcock. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ. You know, it's something that's happened to almost all of us, and knock on wood, happens to none of us in the future. But if you do find yourself in a car accident, remember the name Dale's Collision Repair in Blue Springs. Whether it's a fender bender or, God forbid, something more serious, Dale's in Blue Springs can get you taken care of. Their work, by the way, guaranteed as long as you own your car or truck. So get your car or truck fixed right the first time. They are professionals. I've been out there many times. Dale's a friend of mine. I have seen his crews at work, and I swear by him. 816-228-1855. 816-228-1855 or online at dalesautocollision.com. Dales and Blue Springs, taking care of cars, taking care of you. The foundation here on Dana and Parks.
Every once in a while, we do need a camera in here. 99.9% of the time, we don't, but just now we did.
Normally, when we're coming back from a break, Dana will look at me, and this happens probably, I don't know, 30% of the time. And she'll look at me, Rod, and she'll just go, "What were we talking about?
What were we talking about?"
This was the one time in the 7 years that we've been together, the music starts, and I look over at her and I go, "What the hell were we talking about?"
I just pulled a Dana. I don't remember.
And she looks at me like a dog.
Like mental health issues?
She looks at me like a dog that doesn't understand the command. She's like, tilts her head to the side. She's like, I'm like, oh, yeah, depression. Never mind. Anyway. Whew.
That's awesome.
It happens every once in a while.
Glad you're losing it. It makes me happy. I don't want to be the only one.
A story here that we meant to get to yesterday, ran out of time, and we'll talk about this a little bit more after the bottom of the hour news. A Kansas man who was scammed out of $110,000 by a Nigerian prince.
How old is the guy?
Let me see if it says in here.
God bless him.
Let me look. I don't see his
Not that
age.
Like a 30-year-old can't be scammed, but with these Nigerians, you know they're looking for old people.
Why do they fall for it?
I don't know. Because I read the letter. One of the letters actually says, you know, it's always this weird kind of broken up English. Like, it'll say, be best for you. You know, it leaves out, like, articles or verbs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
The guy remortgaged his house 3 times.
No, no, no. This is why someone at the mortgage company has to say, I'm going to stop you right here. This is the first time you've come to ask us for $50,000. Has someone contacted you and told you that you have won a large sum of money, my brother in Christ? And if you just send us $50,000, we will send you $18
million. He's 77.
God love him. I'm telling you, you have to stop this on the financial side, not on the 77-year-old man side.
Don't people have the right to do with their money what they wish?
Not in this case. This is a crime. This is a crime. He is being scammed out of tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, some people... Well, now, wait a minute. Now wait a minute, Dana.
It is fraud, because what they say to you is, all we need is $60,000, and then you just meet me at the airport, and I'll show up with a suitcase with $1.8 million
in it. Okay, fine. You said scam and fraud. I want to bring those two words back after we do the news. And where do you draw the line on what people can give their money to, especially when they're 77, 70, 75 years old? Keep those words in mind, scam and fraud. Because those words mean different things to different people. Newsroom Kara Markser.
Someone in Independence is $1 million richer today. We'll have more next.
Hey, I got the good guys from Lightning Landscape and Irrigation coming back out to my house this week to check on some flowers, put in a couple of additional plantings, and check out my lawn that is now a lawn, an actual lush green lawn. First time we've had that in 16 years. And it's all possible because of Lightning Landscape and Irrigation, locally owned and operated 23 years. They came out, said, Dana, you got to have an irrigation system, a smart irrigation system, the Rainbird system. Stop dragging that hose around. You will be so glad you did. And then when you put nice new plantings around the exterior of your home, you will help protect that investment because you'll be on a regular watering schedule. Call my guys at Lightning Landscape and Irrigation now. A-plus BBB rating, landscape, hardscape, and irrigation. 913-441-3900, 441-3900, or lightning-landscape.com.
331 in Kansas City from the KMBZ Newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. A lucky lottery player has won $1 million in last night's Mega Millions drawing. The ticket was bought at the Fast Stop on Truman Road near Curtis Park in Independence. The Missouri Lottery urging everyone to check their tickets today. 54 illegal aliens found inside a tractor trailer in San Antonio last night. Men, women, and minors from 4 countries south of the border. A man from Laredo, Texas now faces federal smuggling violations, saying the discovery could have wound up much, much worse. Shane Folden, special agent in charge with Homeland Security in San Antonio, with a warning to would-be migrants.
At the end of the day, you can't put a price on human life. So we ask that those wishing to enter the United States illegally think twice about making that decision.
And those immigrants now being questioned by immigration officials today. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Hey, check your calendar. Father's Day is right around the corner. In fact, it's this Sunday. Do what I've done. Go to omahasteaks.com. Great gift idea for Father's Day, because with Omaha Steaks, you get convenience, you get variety, you get quality, you get customization. And they have a great deal just in time for Father's Day. We ordered Omaha Steaks a couple of weeks ago. We absolutely love Omaha Steaks. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving a limited time offer to listeners of Dana and Parks just in time for Father's Day. It's 78% off. This is really an amazing deal. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Parks in the search bar, and you get this Omaha Steaks Father's Day package, which includes two tender filet mignons, two beefy top sirloins, four crispy chicken fried steaks, two boneless pork chops, four all-beef Omaha Steak burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, a pound of steakhouse fries, four caramel apple tartlets, one Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus get four more grill-ready Omaha Steaks burgers free with your purchase. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Parks in the search bar, and add the Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com and make sure you type Parks in the search bar.
We have a good deal of sunshine and warm and toasty weather in the forecast for Kansas City for the rest of today, or high up to about 85. Now, a disturbance brushing the region with a few showers or a thunderstorm by late tonight into early Thursday. Overnight low at 70. It'll dry out by Thursday afternoon and heat back up to the low to mid-90s. Dry and hot weather then in the forecast by Friday and into the weekend. Plenty of sunshine for all 3 days, and our highs are reaching 95. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
82 right now at KCI. It is 82 in Blue Springs, 83 at your official weather station. The radio.com app is the official new home of KMBZ. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. Kara Markser, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Talking before the news about this 77-year-old man from Wichita who is getting his money back, some of his money back. After he gave over $100,000, and I think it was actually much more than that, to a, quote, Nigerian prince. And you have made the argument in the past, and I think it certainly is with some credence, this argument, that you need to stop the transfer of this money at the source, which would be the bank, right?
Yes.
That's been your argument for a long time. And the argument being, he's a 77-year-old man. You need, you being the bank, you need to protect him from a fraud or from a scam, which clearly, if you're giving $115,000 plus to a, quote, Nigerian prince who is yours in Christ, is a scam.
Yeah, we need $10,000 to get it to Europe. We need another $10,000 to get it from Europe to Florida. We need another $15,000 to get it. You know, that's how they get it.
And once
piece
I get the
piece.
Money, then I'm going to unlock the key or the gate to the $2.3 million I'm going to give you, whatever. And you're right. It's a huge fraud. It's a huge scam. However, I want to focus on those two words, fraud and scam. Because where do we draw the line? Some people would argue, I am not among them, that if you send money to Joel Osteen, he has engaged, some would argue, in a scam. He is selling you God. He is selling you religion. And he makes a very handsome living doing it.
It's a fine line, but he is not saying to you, Scott, as Joel Osteen, you send me $10,000 and I'm going to turn around and send you 1.6.
No, they're promising you eternal life.
This is a quantifiable amount of money in this scam. Listen to Fred, who lives in Wichita. It got to the point where they were showing me the president of Nigeria had sent me a letter. It has his picture on it and everything. I looked him up on the computer to see what the Nigerian president looked like, and it was him. Once he received an email claiming to be from Robert Mueller, who was then the FBI director. The email was addressed to Haynes, codename B-Dog, and was signed with the FBI's address and official seal. I wish you can remove doubt and suspicious. Okay, now listen. This is how you know it's a
remove
Nigerian
doubt
scam.
And suspicious.
I wish you can remove doubt and suspicious. And go ahead, I assured you that you will never regret this fund release. Now, we got some dingbats in the FBI, but they don't talk like that. This poor Fred, who, by the way, was 67 when he wired this money through Western Union. He's 77 now, 67 when he wired those funds. Okay. And because some Western Union employees were in on the scam with some of these Nigerian scammers, the federal government went after Western Union, got some money back.
$110,000?
And was able to give some of these people their money back. Do you have his audio? I love this guy.
Boy, if you get any information from Nigeria, ignore it.
It does this little thing where it's just showing words.
That's okay. Listen to this next part.
And it comes back up.
Sometimes it was $2,500 at one whack. So I go out to the airport and I start looking for him and never showed up. And I start asking around. Nobody knew who he was.
Airport looking for a Nigerian prince with a suitcase of cash.
What are you gonna do?
let me show you a picture. This is from one of the TV evangelists that's on the air in the middle of the night, okay? And I want to just show you what they offer you, okay? This guy's the worst, and his name escapes me. But he's on in the middle of the night, and you can call that number, and you could give him $1,000. Now, read this part right here.
It says, sow your $1,000 triple favor seed and receive God's unstoppable favor.
For $1,000, God will give you unstoppable favor, Rod. For $1,000, you can get the unstoppable favor of God. Now, you know what's going on. Old women are waking up in the middle of the night. They fell asleep to Murder, She Wrote. And this guy's on the TV. And he's telling you, because these women, or men for that matter, are in pain, or they've just lost their spouse or whatever, and they've been diagnosed with cancer or something like that. And here comes this guy on TV who's telling you, all you have to do is send me a check. Call this number right now and give us your credit card number. And if you'll donate $1,000 of your retirement, that cancer is gone.
You're going to sow some seed.
So that is a scam. Should we not put a stop to that?
I agree.
Or does he have the right to sucker punch you out of your money?
Not only is it a scam, he's claiming to be a church. And so there's no taxes.
That's right.
It's a tax-free scam.
I'm trying to get this guy's name. You know who I'm talking about, guys.
I understand what you are saying. But with this financial, and I get these robocalls all the time, and there's one making the rounds right now that drives me crazy. And they're trying to get you to send in money.
Yeah.
There is nothing wrong with your credit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When they target, and I don't even want to say elderly people, the guy was 67. And they just keep writing, and they beat you down. And I know some of you listening, because you've called in before, say, look, I work at a bank. We do stop and ask. We have the right, and we do stop and ask. If an elderly client comes in, seemingly confused, and wants to withdraw a large sum of money, we do ask these questions. Now, the problem with that is, as part of the scam in some of these cases, you know what they say, Scott? They'll say, now, don't say anything to the teller because we think she might be in on it.
Yeah.
So that when you go in and they say, are you sure? The confused person goes, uh-huh. Yeah, this teller's looking at me. Mm-hmm.
They're in on it.
Mm-hmm. You know, the whole thing is so sad. And I will say Fred Haynes, who, by the way, was a self-employed handyman in Wichita, is one of the extremely lucky few. I mean, a handful who's getting some money back, because Western Union got busted. Western Union admitted it knew some of its employees had conspired with scam artists to bilk people out of money. So Fred Haynes got some of his money back, and how many other Kansans? Hang on a second. Because most people, when they get taken, don't want to admit they've been taken.
Right.
Would your mom, Scott, call you and say?
No, but I don't think she would fall for that crap. I really don't.
Doesn't everyone say that?
Yeah.
I'd never fall for it until you do.
Here, listen to this loser idiot. I think he's getting ready to sell you a favor from God.
I want you to go to the phone right there. The number's on the screen. If you have it and we'd like to sew it through a credit card, the quicker your seed enters the soil, the quicker the harvest grows, and you know that. In fact, I have a feeling that somebody watching me right now, I have a feeling that somebody that wants a credit card debt wiped out, that if you'll use your faith as you sow.
Okay, you see what I'm saying?
Right now.
I mean, this is a fraud. If you have credit card debt, send me $1,000 and God will wipe out your credit card debt. This man should be.
Now, that is illegal. Promising. See, this is where he's crossing the line, Scott. If you say, send me $1,000 and God will smile upon you greatly, that's not crossing a financially illegal line. If you say, send me $1,000 and your credit card debt will be wiped out.
God will wipe out your credit card debt. He's wrong.
When you start creeping in with, I'm going to fix your financial situation.
No, he's not. God will.
I'm telling you, he's bumping up against what's illegal.
Any TV station that runs this
man, it's horrible.
On their TV station should be ashamed of themselves.
Okay, you don't think anyone falls for this? Guess how many people in Kansas got refunds back? The people who admitted, these are just the people who admitted to the Attorney General's office they had wired money through Western Union to a Nigerian prince. Guess how many people? Because Fred is not alone.
1,000.
344 victims claimed a total of $1.7 million in refunds. And that's just the people who raised their hand to say, I sent my money to Western Union. And listen to this. This is not funny, but it is. The Attorney General's office sent these letters out to these poor people because they got this database through Western Union or whatever and said, hey, this is the Attorney General's office. We have some of your money back. Contact the Attorney General's office.
How did they get it back?
Guess what the people did, Rod? They freaked out. They thought it was another scam. So then the Attorney General's office had people calling, actually trying to help these people. No, this is Sarah in Topeka from the Kansas Attorney General's office. We know you wired this money to Western Union. We are trying to help you. Click. They thought they were being scammed again.
Oh, God. 576-7798. How do you stop people from throwing away their life savings? Is there a way to do it? Or, quite frankly, do these people have the right to spend their money however and wherever?
Or do you require two signatures on every withdrawal over $10,000, Scott?
For what age? Because that's their money.
I know. How old's your mom? How old's your mother?
73.
I don't want to say an age because then everyone listening in their car that's over that age is flipping me the middle finger.
My mother is 73 years old and just dropped a lot of money.
Yes.
Sending the entire family to Turks and Caicos.
And what would have been the bad problem with you going in there with her? We see she's withdrawing, let's say, $20,000. What would have been the problem with you going in and saying this
was more than 10,000.
This was legitimately for travel. And I'm just here to say, I know this looks like somebody's probably scammed her, but we are going on a large vacation.
My mother has every right. She is within sound mind and body to spend her money however she wants.
You are in sound mind and body until the second you are not. That's the problem with this.
And who determines that?
Maybe Fred Haynes was completely in sound mind and body a week before this yahoo reached out to him.
576-7798. Vintage Trouble. Yep. 576-7798. Brandon in Kansas City. Brandon, hello, my friend.
Hello, how are you guys?
Doing well, my friend. Thank you.
Good, good, good. Really, just real quick, I work bank fraud, and I see a lot of people being really gullible, and I hate seeing it because, you know, if you fall for a ruse, whether it's somebody promised you something online, you know, go out and buy these thousands of dollars worth of gift cards and you get this thing care of. Or, you know, I had a person who drop $20,000 because she applied for a job, and they said, you'll get the job if you go out and buy this for us. And that's not fraud. That person did it on their own volition, and they're out that money.
That's not fraud, Brandon. If you ask someone for $10,000 and we'll do this for you, and you don't, there's no fraud there.
No fraud. Fraud would be if somebody stole your credit card or counterfeited or hacked into your account or something.
Okay.
That person is choosing. Now, if there's some type of threat involved, then the police need to be involved. You know, we have your dog or something like that's happened, unfortunately. You know, people just need to not spend the money where they don't know it's going.
All right, Brandon, thank you for the call.
Blake, downtown. Hello, Balake.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
Doing well, man.
Yeah, about a year ago, my wife, she calls me ecstatic. Like, hey, I won, the publisher's clearinghouse. And I'm like, for real? So she's like, yeah, come on home. I need you. We got to go meet this guy, la, la, la. And I'm like, what? So I go back and I go to the house, and the guy calls again and tells her he's going to give her like a 2010 truck. He's sitting there looking at it. All she has to do is send $200 through Western Union.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking it up, and I find the article saying that there, you know, there's a guy running a scam. You know, you probably hear dogs in the background. So the next time he calls, I hear the dogs in the background, and I'm telling my wife, like, man, this ain't right. This ain't real. And she's like, nah, we're going to go ahead and send the $200. So she sends the $200. And so like an hour later, I call Western Union to, you know, verify with them, you know, if they have heard of this person. And they're like, no, we have a scam and we can give you your money back. So they wound up just telling her to go back to a Western Union and pick it back up for her money before they send it to the guy. But, you know, it was just crazy. And I'm like, yo, she's 29 years old and he got her. You know what I mean?
All right, my friend, you're in. Let's go to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marxer.
Happening now on KMBZ, Kansas City polishing its bid to become a host city in the World Cup. More next.
You know, finding the right hire and retaining the right hire is not always an easy thing. One of my dearest friends owns a small business. She'll be the first person to tell you it is tough out there, but the right hire can have a huge impact on your business. So when you're looking for someone, what do? Do you post on a job board? You do that. But do you really know who will see that? When you post your job on LinkedIn, it reaches 70% of the U.S. workforce. And unlike job boards, LinkedIn is a community that career-focused people visit every day to grow professionally and explore job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs intelligently targets candidates based on their skills, recommendations, even how open they are to new opportunities like yours. Insights that are only available on the LinkedIn network. The result is your post is matched to the best people for the job. That's probably why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. Right now, go to LinkedIn.com/Dana. Get a $50 credit toward your first job post. LinkedIn.com/Dana for your $50 credit. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, you are closer than you think.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.